First off, the committee that put this on, they got me involved in this, so I want some help from three of them. So I'd like to have Karen Zeman come up, Jeff Kearns, and Robert Brinkman. Now, the purpose of these three is I'm sure all three of them at one time or other in high school said to themselves, why are we learning this stuff? We'll never have to use it again. Well, tonight they're going to have to use it.
Thanks a lot.
Come on, Karen. Come on. I can still count. We only got two. Okay. Since we're back in school, it's only natural that we have a test. This is a little pop quiz. Okay? Now, what we're going to do is that if they get the answer right, they'll be rewarded. If they don't, well, then there's a little penalty. And then, if they don't get it right, any of you can chime in. You don't have to raise your hand. Karen? Thank you. Okay, just get over here. No making faces behind the back. Okay. Now, some of you had Mr. Vanderwelt in class, or Mr. Durling. Okay? Let's see how well you remember what the Pythagorean theorem is.
Can we have help right now, please?
Please.
Don't. Anybody? Anybody out there? I heard it. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. That's good. Yeah. Oh, that was the wrong one. Okay. Next one. Probably many of you in the 70s had Mr. Farley. Okay. What's the First Amendment guarantee freedom of? Speech. Yeah, we got two. Yeah. Good job. Oh, that's great. At least we're doing 50% now. Okay, again for Mr. Vanderwelt, geometry class. Okay? The sum of all the angles in a triangle. 360? How many agree with him?
180.
There, he corrected himself. Good. Okay. Now, all those that took home ec for Mrs. Feldman, Mrs. Brinkman, okay, and others, how many cups in a quart? Four. Yeah, Robert got one. All right. Okay, now, moment of truth, Mr. Spaulding's class. Okay. What are three classes of rocks? No, oh, it's not it. Sedimentary? Okay, that's one. Igneous? You got two. Fresh? That's right, that's what Mr. Spaulding said. Okay. One more. Igneous, sedimentary? Metamorphic, yeah. Thank you, Eric. Okay. Okay, now from driver's ed. Driver's ed class. How many, now this is for everybody, okay, show of hands. How many still drive with their hands in position of 10 and 2? That's good, okay. Ooh, we'll put that away. Okay, one more for Mr. Spaulding. Hydrogen is where on the periodic chart? Where? Lower left, middle?
Upper row.
Which side? Yeah! Give yourself a hand. Okay. Now, for all those that took typing, what's the home position for your left hand on the keyboard? ASDF. Boy, there, Pastor, you are. There, the crowd's beating you people here.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Those of you that took VOAG, Mr. Jorgensen's here, so we're going to find out, you know. Okay. How many paragraphs in the FFA creed? Five, that's right. Somebody in the crowd, ooh, four. Okay, and then how do they begin?
I believe.
I believe, that's right, yeah. Okay. All right, now we're going to get to some that really didn't relate to the classwork. These questions really didn't relate to classwork. What time did the first class of the day begin? 8:15. No, you're wrong. It's when you got on the school bus and that was sex ed. Okay. Now, those of you that were in the high school plays, okay, those of you that were in the high school plays, Mrs. Knoll, bless her heart, she'd stand at the middle of the gym and what would she say?
I can't hear you.
That's right. Over and over. Okay, all of those of you that played basketball, it's the third quarter of the game. Get into the fourth quarter now. Why would you never sit with your elbows on your knees? When you finally got to go in, you wouldn't have those huge red spots on your knees. Okay? Now, those of you that had Mr. Barrett for basketball, okay, let's think back to that. You'd be getting done, you just done doing chain laps, and he'd ask you, are you tired? How would you respond?
No, I'm not.
Okay, do five more. If you'd say yes, do five more. Okay, now another one for Mr. Spaulding. When you handed in a paper to Mr. Spaulding, what could not be on it? Absolutely not be on that paper. That's right, the frilly edge could not be on that paper. To this day, I don't hand anything to anybody with a frilly edge on it. Okay, one last one. This is still important. This, probably in many of your homes, this lesson that you learned here in Rolfe High School, you still use. What should you never do when someone is in the shower? Flush the toilet, that's right. Okay, now just a second, I need a little conference here, and then we'll be right back with you. When someone would stand at a basketball game and they'd yell out, Rams, Rams, don't be shy, stand and give your battle cry, what would you hear?
Rams, B-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
That's the Rams battle cry. Good job, okay. Okay, all this... The point I was trying to make with all this is that Rolfe High School, even though perhaps next year there's no longer a Rolfe High School, it's going to live with every one of us. We're going to remember the people and the things we learned and what it has done for us. So one time, I'd like everybody to join in. Rams, Rams, don't be shy. Stand and give your battle cry. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, that's the Rams' battle cry.